Okay, welcome to Maseches Menachos. Maseches Menachos is about exactly that, about Karban Minchas. Zvachim was about carbons that are animals and also birds, and now Maseches Menachos is all about Karban Minchas. Just no other introduction I can give, except that's what it's about, and let's start. So the Mishnah says like this, one thing I could say. There are, Rashi, we're going to say in a minute, there are four avodos of a carbon, animal carbon. Those four are Shechita, Kabbalat Adam, Holacha, and Zrika. And similarly, there are four avodos when it comes to a mincha. The first one being Kemitza. What's Kemitza? Kemitza is a kohen, you have a bowl of flour. The kohen takes three of his middle fingers and takes a Kemitza full, we'll call it a Kemitza full, and he puts that in another bowl. And that other bowl is the Kemitza. The first stage is called doing the Kemitza. So it says the mission like this. Kol ha-menachos, any mincha, shenik mitzu shalo lishma, that's the kemitz is done shalo lishma, kigon, for example, says Rashi, shahasnadev minchos marcheshes, you designate, you donate a mincha marcheshes, a certain kind of pan, that's all it means, a certain kind of pan, ve'via, and you bring it, v'kamsa ha-kohen, and the Kohen does Kemitza, the Omer, he says, Hareini Komer Toshem Achavas. I'm doing this for a different kind of mincha, different kind of pan. Shalol Shema. Right?
When you donate a mincha, you have to say
it
for which one you want to give it for. You can't say you want to bring a mincha. How does it work? You know
how that? I know exactly how it works, because I learned the next two daf, and your head will be spinning when we get finished with this. Okay?
That wasn't an answer.
What?
That wasn't
that, because there is no way. You'll see. You wait. So have patience. The Gemara is going to spend the next 3 days on this issue. So Tosfos says, for top Tosfos says, Avoda Kamaisa Nakat. Yeah, the Mishnah just picked as an example the first Avoda done. The first Avoda done is a Kemitza. For Hu Adin, the same thing would be the Sina B'Kli, which is the next Avoda. Do Kemitza. You put the Kemitza in a Kli. Halacha, that's the same Halacha. The Haktara. And the burning of the Kemitza on the Mizbeach, Kidiktani, Seifa, Dalal Avodos, Yesh, Bekomets. There are four Avodos with a Kemitza, Kinege, Dalal Avodos, Sheesh, Bedam. Just like there are four Avodos with a Dam. Kidamrin, Lekaman, Beperek, Beis. We're going to say later on, Uperakam, Dezvachim, Ubaos, and Dalal Avodos. And with those four Avodos, Pasla, Machshava, Shalolishma. A Machshava of Shalolishma is Pasla. Umachshev is pigle, and also Machshev is pigle's puzzle. Dechutz lizmano v'chutz l'mkomo. Okay, aval but tenufa. Another thing that the mincha has to be waved. V'hagasha, and there's another thing of bringing the mincha close to the mizbeach. Ein machshev poteles. There's no pigle on that. On those two ideas. Afal gaf the boy kahuna. Even though Kohen has to do it. Ubemasechtes uperakam d'zvachim ilafina mikroy. The machshev poteles b'shlamim. Bedalat avodos that the pigle thought is four avodos. Ushar zvachi lafida mishlamim beakesha zos taras umikra demotz sifasecha umastrich lahu. Fine. So all Tos says is there are four avodos by a mincha. The same halacha can be any of the four. We pick kemitza because it's the first one. Okay.
And tenufa is not an avoda.
It's not an avoda, and neither is hagasha. This idea called hagasha. So kol haminchos shenik mitzu shlo lishman. Any karb mincha that's the kemitz is done shalol lishma ksheros. It's a kosher mincha. Ella shlo olu baal l'shem chova. The baal doesn't get his chov. Whatever check mark he has to get, he doesn't get it. Is the mincha puzzle? No, it's not. We looked at the exact same thing by Karbanos. Chutz, except for, remember by Karbanos, there were two exceptions. A chatz and a pesach. Here, two exceptions are chutz, mimenchas chote, except for a mincha of a chote, mincha of a sinner. What's that? That's a mincha of someone who either swore falsely, or swearing issues, or issues of tumah. He was tumah and he went to the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate kachim, and he can't afford a regular carbon, a carbon all of you already. So he brings a mincha. That's called a mincha schote. And a mincha kinos, a mincha for a sota. For that, those two, not only is it not, you have to bring another one, it's not even kosher. Those two. Minchas chote uminchas kinos. If you have a minchas chote or minchas of a sota, shalol lishma, that it's done shalol lishma, Nosan bekli v'holach v'hikdir shalol lishma. Then you put it in a kli, or you walked with it, or you hibakter it shalol lishma. Oh, lishma v'shalol lishma, or lishma and not lishma. Oh, shalol lishma v'lishma, or you first had a shalol lishma thought, then you had a lishma thought. Oh, no, it's not for that woman, it's for the other woman. Psula, all these cases, psula, all puzzle. Ketzad lishman v'shalol lishman. How could you have that? A lishma and not lishma. What kind of thing is that in your head? It's very simple. First you thought it was for a chote, then you thought it was for a nedava. You made a mistake. It's very simple to have that in your head. That's such a crazy thing. Right? Shalol lishma v'lishman. What about the other way around? How do you have a shalol lishma thought and then a lishma thought? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chote. First you have one carbon and then you have another carbon. Right? Okay. Only by those two.
No, we have to have every avodah you have to be thinking
yes.
about.
We said the same thing by Chatzan and Asham also, by Chatzan and Pesach also. Yeah. Just those two.
Every avodah has to have.
Yeah, time. Yeah. So we're going to learn what about Stam Machshava. That's the big issue, right? Okay. So the Mishnah started off Kol Hamanachos Shniksu Ksheiros Ella Shlo Olu Baal and Shem Chovah. They're good without Lishma. But the Baal doesn't get his reward, his check mark. So Lama Lulamisni Ella. Why did the Mishnah write the word Ella? What reason? Lisni velo olu Baal Moshem Chova. The Baal doesn't get his chov. What is the Ella for? What's the word Ella adding? Ella Kamash Malan. Labailam Hudalo Alu Lashem Chova. You're right. For the Baal, he doesn't get his chiyuv. Hamincha gufek sheira. The mincha itself is kosher, v'aser lishnuye, and you can't change. What does it mean you can't change? You start doing the avoda. You said, oh, I had the wrong, it's a regular mincha. Oh, I had the wrong person in mind. I had the wrong carbon in mind. This carbon's already in the garbage. I already had the wrong person in mind. It's great garbage, this carbon. Don't have that thought. Kid the Rava, the Amar Rava, Ola sheshachta shalol lishma. You shecht an Ola shalol lishma. You meant it for Reuven, it was supposed to be for Reuven, you had just a little shema for Shimon. So what's the story? Reuven's not going to get his chiyuv and this ola. He's going to have to bring another one. So, but, it's kshera.
Still a carbon.
Still a carbon. So, what are you going to do now? Sprinkle the dam shel ola shema? Why botch up worse? Right? Shal ola shachta shel ola shema, asr lizrab dam shel ola shema. Don't sprinkle the dam del ola shema. Why botch up? Why continue the botch up? You corrected your mistake. Okay, you're right. Reuven's gonna be out now. You have to bring another one. Okay, fine. He can sue the coin. The coin has to pay for it. Fine. So why should the coin botch up the rest of it? Right? That's what it says Ella for. Same reason. Same thing by Mincha. Okay, you made a mistake. You had the wrong guy in mind. You had the wrong pan in mind. So, still kosher. Just the guy didn't get his chov. Okay, he'll bring another one. You should keep on botching it up. Ibai say makra, Ibai say masvara. There's a pasuk that says this. There's a svara that says this. Ibai say masvara, Ibai say makra. Ibai say masvara. The svara is mishum de mishani ba kol hani lishani ba venezel. Just because you botched up the beginning, you should keep on messing it up, right? So one of the chwanim says just because for the first 80% of shmon esrei you weren't paying attention, so the rest of it also you shouldn't pay attention. What's that about, right? Okay, so you're right. You made a mistake. So keep the mistake going?
It's similar.
V'ibay say makra. There's a pasuk actually that says that. The pasuk says like this. It says, Motzi sifasecha tishmar. Whatever you speak, you should be careful what you say. Meaning, talk about making a neder. Whatever comes out of your mouth, guard it. V'asisa kasher nidart al Hashem alokecha. And you should guard, you should do the neder that you made to Hashem. What's a neder? Neder is a lie. I promise on myself. Nedava, then the next word in the pasuk is nedava. Nedava is we make the animal a nedava. Not me, but on the animal. So what's the difference? The difference is the animal dies. If you made a nedava, you don't have to bring another one. It was that animal. That animal died. If it's on me, and I was thinking about that animal, but I didn't say anything, that animal died, I still have to bring another one. So how can the pasuk say two opposite things in the same pasuk? Right? Kasher nedarta l'Hashem alokecha nedava. Nedava? Neder who? We just started off by saying it's a neder. Karli Nedev or Karli Nedava? You're calling it both? That's a funny thing. Right? Ella, Im Kimash Nadarta Asisi Nedev. If you continue to do what you're supposed to do, that's a Nedev. The Imlav, and if not, meaning what? Meaning you botched, you had the wrong guy in mind, you had the wrong pan in mind. At least, he ain't a Nedava. Let it be a Nedava at least. You're right, the guy's not getting his chov. At least it shouldn't go to the garbage. Still carbon. V'nedava mishari l'shnoyeba? You can't change a nedava. Right? That's why it said the word Ella. At least you keep on going, you keep on doing your... Okay, so you made a mistake. Okay. So, the rest of it could be good. Okay. That was the easy part of today's daf. Now we start a topic which is going to last us for the next 3 days. Okay? Says the Mishnah, Lema masnis and delok Reb Shimon. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. Matana. Why not? Ditanya. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon said, Kol hamenachos, any mincha, any carbon mincha, shenik mitzu shalo lishma, that the kemitzah is done shalo lishma, ksheiros, it's kosher, v'olu bailam lishim chova. And the Baal gets his chiv as well. You hear that?
Gets his chiv?
Yeah. The Mishnah didn't say that.
He gets his chiv.
That means that the Baal gets his chiv. He gets his check mark.
He gets a check mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
The chiv is satisfied for the Baal. She'ein minchas domos l'zvachim. Listen to these words very carefully. These words are going to come 100 times. She'ein minchas domos l'zvachim. A mincha is not like a carbon. A mincha is not like a carbon. Reb Shimon agrees by a carbon. That the guy doesn't get his check mark if it's shalol lishma. A mincha is not like a carbon, says it's not like a carbon. Why not? Shakomates machavas lishum marcheshes. Because if you do kmitza for a machavas, but it was supposed to be for a marcheshes. These are different kinds of pans. Okay? Maisim ochichin aleha lishum machavas. It's obvious what you're doing. It's obvious. Right? When the guy comes and says, I want to bring a machashas, he says, excellent. And you go pull down the machavas pan, and you do everything machavas. So isn't it a machavas? The ma'isim are mochiach. It's obvious you're doing a machavas. Chareva, l'shum belula, if the guy tells you he wants to bring a carbon, chareva means dry, without any shemen. Right? L'shum belula. For a carbon that is with belula means mixed, but the oil is mixed in with the flour. Ma'isim ochichin l'shum chareva. It's obvious you're doing a chareva. It's obvious. Why? That's what you're doing. So it's obvious you're doing that. Avo b'zvachim ain't okay. But by a carbon, that's not true. Why is that not true? Shchita achas l'kulon. It's the same shchita. It's the same shchita of every animal. Zricha achas l'kulon. It's the same zrika for every carbon. That's debatable. And kabbalah achas l'kulam. And it's the same kabbalah for everyone. It's the same thing. So what's going to distinguish between one carbon and another carbon? The answer is nothing. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, if it's shalol lishma, it's no good. Why? There's no way to know what you did it for. But by a mincha, it's obvious what you did. It's so obvious because there's such differences. So therefore, this idea of shalol lishma doesn't apply. No?
No, because if the guy Reuven brings it for A and you do B, so why is it higher?
The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Every possible question you're thinking yourself in your head, Shimon doesn't make any sense. The Gemara is going to ask the question. Now, before we get to the Gemara's questions, Rashi here says, in the Rashi of Belula, he says, Sharmanachos, that other kamanos have, some have dry, some have with oil. He says, Vahashta pliga demasnisa led Reb Shimon Batarti. Reb Shimon argues on our Mishnah on 2 points. What 2 points? Chada, first of all, the masnis and ketani b'chol menachos. Chol menachos, de lo alu. That every mincha, that's the obvious one, every mincha, ted the Mishnah, you don't get the credit for it. You don't get the chov. You don't get the check mark for it, if it's shalol lishma. And Reb Shimon said, yes, you do. Reb Shimon said, you do. V'chada, also, the kapasel tana didan minchas chote l'gamri. And our Mishnah said, that even a minchas chote, you get nothing at. It's not even a good carbon. Right? Not even a good carbon. What's the reason for Reb Shimon again? What's his reason? Because the Gemara is going to make other reasons. The Gemara is going to say, that's not what Rabbi Shimon said. He said, the reason is, because the Maisa is mochiach by a mincha. The Maisa is mochiach. We're not talking about A and B. That's a different issue. That the Maisa is not mochiach. The Gemara is going to ask that question.
But that's the problem.
So the only issue that the Gemara is talking about now is different pans.
Okay, so
when it comes to, or dry and wet, and dry and oil.
So forget about the actual makeup of the carbon, because it's completely different than each pan.
Right.
So, which is what his issue is. Put it aside for a second.
Right.
Why is there a reason for one pan over another pan?
No, it's just what you... The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Because that's
what are the pans?
That's the difference.
Right.
If you're going to say that, listen, you're bringing a carbon that has attachments to it, you're bringing a shlomim, and you bring all those different breads with it. Each one has to be made in a different pan.
Correct.
That's a problem.
Correct.
Okay. This, if you just bring a mincha, what's the difference?
Correct. So the difference is what you promised.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. What you promised.
The reality is nothing changed.
Nothing changed. No, there's no halachic difference. No mildness. No hiddur. No chumra. None of that stuff. Just I want that pin. Why? I don't know. You know, I have a book at home.
It tastes different.
It's a picture book.
Because it tastes different.
It tastes different. Fine. Now, listen to that. I have a picture book of all the karbanos. Going through every karban. There's not one picture of a mincha. The first page, they're like different sections. That's the first, the animals, then birds. They show you every picture of kmitza, every machluk, is how you hold the bird to kmitza, for malika. Every picture comes to minchas, not one picture. I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, I was bringing the pictures today. Not one picture. The only picture was a lechem upon him.
That's volume two.
No, it was in the same volume. They had a mincha. It's very cool sefer. They break down the psukim, they like bracketed, which one mincha, everything's excellent. All the pictures, charts. No picture of what a machabat looked like.
But what do you? What if you don't specify the pan?
We're going to talk about that too. I'm going to get to that.
I know. I asked that question.
Yes.
If I'm bringing a carbon, a dry one, and you start doing a wet one, I know it's obvious from your mice that's a wet one, but I wanted to bring a dry one. Why am I yosei?
So the Gemara is going to ask that question. That we're going to get right away. So the Gemara is going to ask that. Before we get to that question, the Tosfos asks, Zrika achas l'kulon. That's not even true. What do you mean, Zrika achas l'kulon? Karbanos have different Zrikas? Of course they have different. They have the same Zrika? Of course they have different. Right. So Tosfos says, Afal gaf di yesh matana achas. Yesh matana arba. Even though some have one application, some have four. Pirush b'kuntres. Rashi said, we don't have this Rashi. We don't know what this Rashi is. Tosfos had a different Rashi. Rashi says, the tanan im nis nu kulon matana achas kiper. Yeah, because we all know that if you give one kapara, one application, it's would be the evid. That's what he meant. So
not really.
What?
Not really.
We said it's good, but the evid. But the evid, it's good. Okay. So. Again, what's Reb Shimon's reason? Reb Shimon's reason is when I look at what the Kohen's doing, I see what he's doing. It's obvious to me he's doing X. Therefore, if it's shalol l'shma, it's still good. But if I look at a carbon, I have no idea what he's doing. Is it an ola? Is it a chat? I have no idea.
Oh, right.
I have no idea. The Gemara is going to ask, but some are male, some are female. The Gemara is going to ask all these questions. I have no idea what he's doing. I look at this, I don't know what he's doing. Therefore, if it's shalol l'shma, it doesn't work. That's what Shimon said. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Because our Mishnah said that the minchas, the guy doesn't get his check mark. Right? That's what our Mishnah said. Now, Hanicha, right? Hanicha, where am I?
Rabashi.
Right. Now, in a minute, we're going to have a stira in Reb Shimon himself. Okay? We're going to have a stira in Reb Shimon himself. Because in this braisa, he just said that it's good. And there's going to be another braisa where he's not going to say that exactly. So there's going to be a stira in Reb Shimon. The Gemara is going to have three answers to explain the stira in Reb Shimon. Three answers to explain the stira. Rava, Rabba, and Rav Ashi. Three different answers to explain the stira. So now the Gemara says like this. Ha nicha li Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi's answer, the Amar who said. Rav Ashi is going to explain the stira in Reb Shimon as follows. Kan Bekomates, machavats, lishum, marcheshes. When does Reb Shimon say that the carbon, the mincha is good all across the board? That's where you bring a machavas instead of a marcheshes. You're in the wrong pan. there, what's pshat? And you didn't mention the name of the mincha, just the name of the kli. And everyone here was asking, what's the story with this kli? And the answer is, the kli doesn't mean anything. So if you have the wrong kli, big deal. Kan, and when did Rav Shimon say there's a problem when he agreed, so to speak, with our Mishnah? Gesundheit. Bekomet minchas machavas, lushum minchas macheshas. And there, you mentioned the word mincha. So what's mincha attached to the pan? Something a little bit different. Then Rav Shimon would agree it's puzzle. Then Rav Shimon would agree it's puzzle. So therefore, masnisan, our Mishnah, is mincha lushum minchahi. You meant the word mincha. You said the word mincha, so therefore even Rav Shimon would agree with our Mishnah. Rav Shimon could be the Tana of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has the word mincha. And if you say the word mincha, it means more than that. It could be. Look at this Rashi. We'll do this long Rashi. So I gave a lot of time for Amud Beis, because I knew Amud Beis is very hard. So look at Rashi. Rashi, Hanicha L'Ravashi. Dimitaritz L'Kamon, he's going to answer in a minute, soon, Ki Ramin under Rav Shimon, we're going to have a steer in Rav Shimon himself. He says in another place, Ad Rav Shimon Dahacha. Rav Shimon in another place argued under Rav Shimon, we just said. We just brought a brisa that Rav Shimon said. It doesn't make a difference about how wrong you are in your carpet. The guy gets a chov, he's gonna contradict himself, Rav Shimon. So right, he's gonna contradict himself. Ravashi's gonna answer as follows. Had Amar Rav Shimon Alu. When did Rav Shimon say it's good? When did Rav Shimon say it's good? Be'omer Hareini Komets Machavas L'Shem Archeshas, where he said, I want to bring a machavas, and they brought the wrong pan. De'kivan de'lo idkar shma de'mincha. They didn't mention the name of the mincha. They didn't even say the word mincha. Ella, rather, shma de'mana. He just mentioned the name of a kli. Guy comes to a coin, I want to bring a machavas. Okay? Says Rashi, divei ruach ba'almaninu. That's just stam shooting the breeze. Talking in the wind, shooting the breeze. That has no halachic significance. Therefore, you bring the wrong pan, big deal. V'hadikam Reb Shimon ba'alma, lo alu, and when did Reb Shimon say? We didn't read that Reb Shimon yet, but we're going to read it in a minute. When did Reb Shimon say, lo alu, it doesn't work? Go to Idgar Shema de Mincha. You mentioned the name of the Mincha. You mentioned the name. Ikal u'ukbi masnis and Reb Shimon. You could say our Mishnah like Reb Shimon. Very simple. The Amrina, the Masnisa, the Idkar Shema, the Mincha. And our Mishnah mentions the word Mincha. Therefore, everybody holds it's not good, even Reb Shimon. You mention all the word Mincha every time. So even Reb Shimon holds it's not good. That makes perfect sense. El Rabba V'Rava, what about Rabba and Rava? Mayikul Meimar. According to Rabba and Rava, El Rabba L'Rava Mayikul Meimar, how can our Mishnah possibly be Rav Shimon? And the Gemara is going to say, it can't be, according to them, it can't be Rav Shimon. What did Rabba and Rava say? The Gemara is not really going to go into it now, because one of them, I think Rabba, we're going to spend today, the rest of today, and then the whole tomorrow on. At the end of tomorrow, we're going to talk about Rav, the other two, Ravashi and Rava. We're going to spend the most time on this one. V'chi tema, and you want to tell me, Dika, Mishani, Rabba, that Rabba's answer was, Kan Bashinu Kodesh, Kan Bashinu Bailim. When does Rav Shimon say it's good? When you make a mistake about the animal, when you make a mistake about the mincha itself, the pan, that's when it's okay. That's when Rav Shimon said it's okay. But when Rav Shimon had the wrong guy, Yossi, when the mincha has the wrong guy, even Rav Shimon would agree it's no good. That's how Rabba answers the istira, right? Look at the next Rashi, the Rashi of the Chitema. Masnisin mitukma kirub Shimon to the Mishani Rabba lekaman l'taime. We could say that maybe the Mishnah goes like Rabba, explaining of Shimon as follows: l'taime of Shimon kan b'shini kodesh kan b'shini bailim. What mistake was made? Is the wrong pan? That's Rav Shimon, big deal. Ma'aseh mochiach, that it's right, the ma'aseh mochiach, that there's no mistake made. Okay, so you had the wrong pan, so what? As Mati said, so what? What's the difference of which pan you have? You have the wrong guy. What do you mean? You have the wrong guy. Of course it's a problem. That's how Rabbi answers the steer in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon in our Brisa said it's good. And we're going to have it in a minute. The Brisa says it's not good. How do you resolve that? Oh, you know when it's good? We have the wrong pan. You know when it's not good? We have the wrong guy. We have the wrong guy. How can it be good? We really walked in and had a Man Shimon in mind. How could that be good? He says it's not good. Right? So our Mishnah, that's how you explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was talking about Shinui Bailam. Right? Therefore, Reb Shimon would agree it's not good. Right? So Rashi continues, Ha Dama Reb Shimon Olu B'Shinui Kodesh. Why does Reb Shimon say it's good when you made a mistake in the pan? Kigon, Machavas, Minchas Machavas, or Minchas Marcheshes. The Maseh Mochichin Shumachazev. Your actions show, you guys know what he's talking, it's lying. You made a mistake. Lying. Machazev means to lie. Right? It made a lie. Why? Because I see what he's doing. He's doing something totally different. That's good. And it's counterintuitive. That's good. V'adamar lo alu. When is it not good? B'shinei Bailim. You have the wrong guy. Kigon, Shevi'a Ruvain, V'kam Tzikorin, L'shem Shimon. Ruvain walked in, and he had a mind Shimon. D'lek ha'maizim ochiach, I Ruvain to go in Shimon. You have no idea for Ruvain or Shimon. So you want to say, that's the resolution of the steer in Reb Shimon? And then what does our Mishnah say? Doesn't make sense. Ha misnisan mishinei kodeshu. Our Mishnah was talking about Shinei Kodesh. Our Mishnah was talking about the wrong pan. According to Reb Shimon, that should be good. But the Mishnah said it's not good. So it can't be Reb Shimon. Diktani, Ketzad l'shman v'shalol l'shman, l'shem minchas chotel, l'shem minchas nedava. How could Reb Shimon argue on that? Why would Reb Shimon say it's no good? Because Reb Shimon, it is good. V'inami k'dika m'shani rava. And you want to say rava? Well, the way rava answered it? How did rava answer it? Kan b'komets mincha l'shem mincha, kan b'komets mincha l'shem zevach. Funny answer. When's good? When you had a mincha for a different mincha. And when is it no good? When you had a mincha for l'shem zevach, whatever that means. Shem zevach, shem carbon.
To accompany a carbon?
Hamasnitz, mincha l'shem. Our Mishnah is talking about a mincha for a mincha. You mix up the pans. The katani shal olishman v'olishman, l'shem minchas adavel, l'shem minchas chote. So why would Shimon say it's no good? According to Shimon, that would be good. Okay, Ella, Rabba, V'Rava, Machvarta, Masesim, Loka, Shimon. Rabba and Rava cannot agree, cannot hold that Shimon's the author of our Mishnah. Ravashi can, Rabba and Rava can't. Now the Gemara says, okay, so now what's that all about? Rami Reb Shimon ad Reb Shimon. Now we're going to bring a stira in the opinion of Reb Shimon. Why? D'tanya. Because you have a brayso that says like this. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, Kodshe Kodshim, it says, this is a pasuk. It says by a mincha. It says by a mincha in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud of Parshas, I think it's either Yvik or Tzav. It says, Kodesh Kodeshim, he, a mincha is Kodesh Kodeshim, Kachatos v'cha osham. Just like a chatos and just like an osham. Yesh mehen kachatos. It has some rules like a chatos. V'yesh mehen kachosham. It has some rules like an osham. Minchas chote harei kachatos. A minchas chote is like a chatos. It is a chatos. The guy lied, swore falsely, whatever, but they come to him and say, no, bring a carbon. I don't have money for a carbon. All right, bring a mincha. Right? It's a chamam shachatos. Lefikach, therefore, Kamsa shalol lishma pesul gachatas. If you do pesul shalol lishma, it's pasul gachatas, right? Minchas nedava, but a minchas nedava harei kasham. It's like an asham. Lefikach, therefore, kamsa shalol lishma kshera. It's not a problem. Which is exactly not what he said before. What he said before was every karban, every mincha that's done shalol lishma is good. Why is it good? Ma'ase mochiach. Right? The Maaseh shows what you're doing is good. That's not what he said here. So there are two Reb Shimons. It doesn't contradict himself. We already gave three answers how to resolve it. Right? Like, there's more Uba Asham. And there's more ways that a mincha is related to an Asham. Ma Asham kosher ve'eno meratzeh. So what do we say about an Asham shalol shema? It's kosher, but it doesn't satisfy the guy's carbon. He's got to bring another one. Ah, minchas nedava k'sheira ve'eno meratzeh. Right? So Reb Shimon said two things here that he said the opposite of above. First of all, above, he made no distinction between a mincha schoti and another mincha, like our Mishnah did that. He made no distinction. And second of all, he said by a mincha s'ndava, it doesn't work. It's kosher, but it doesn't work. He didn't say that either. So this braisa contradicts the first Reb Shimon. The brisa up on top is the first Reb Shimon's brisa. This is the second one. They contradict each other. Amar Rava lo kasha. Amar Rava lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan b'shinui kodesh. The first one's talking about shinui kodesh. You made a mistake in the mincha. That's good. Kan b'shinui bailim. When is it not good? When you made a mistake in the person and the wrong guy. That's Rava's explanation, which you like. Right?
Isn't it unusual that Gemara brings the stira only after they resolve the problems before? Why does Gemara do that?
I know. Because the Mishnah started off, this Mishnah can't be Reb Shimon. Yeah. Why not? Because Reb Shimon said it's good. Right. Wait a minute. But there's a stira in Reb Shimon. There are three answers to that stira. So only according to one answer, it could be Reb Shimon, our Mishnah, not according to the other two. Now we go back and say, okay, what's the stira about? I know, it's backwards. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya says to Rava, 1 minute, that's the answer you gave? To resolve the stira that we're talking about, when Reb Shimon said it's good, is shinui kodesh, and when Reb Shimon said it's no good, is shinui bailam. Says Abaya, that's your answer, Rabba. That's your answer. Michti, machshava de pasul rachmana hekeshihi. This psul of shlo lishma, it's learned out of a pasuk. Ma li shinui kodesh, ma ni shinui bailam. What's the difference? What the issue is? What's the difference? What kind of issue, what kind of distinction is that, Rabba? You made a chiluk between Shinui Kodesh and Bailam. Where'd you get that from? The pasuk is not like that. Right? Rashi says, on the first wide line, all the way at the end, the Iskish Rachmana, Mincha, Lizvachim. We compare Mincha to Lizvachim. Dichsiv, like it says, Kodesh, Kodesh, Abhika, Chatas, Vecha'asham. That's very pasuk. Ma'azvachim, Pasul, Ba'machshava, Kidichsiv, Amakrivo, so. Lo yichashev af minchanami. There's no distinction that by a chatas. No such thing. Mali shini kodesh, mali shini bailam. What's the difference? What kind of answer was that? What kind of answer was that, Rabba? That's not a good answer. That goes against the pasuk. You're making a chiluk. What kind of thing is that? Right? So he answers the following answer. Amale, Rabba. Rabba says back to Abaya. I hear what you said. So, Rava is explaining Reb Shimon as follows. When you bring a wrong pan, Maisa mochichin, the Maisa demonstrates, to Kama Reb Shimon, Svarihi. Right? Maisa mochichin is Svarihi, the Reb Shimon, Darish, Taima Dikra. And Reb Shimon is the one, throughout Shas, who gives reasons for mitzvos. What's the reason why you have the wrong pan, it should be no good? What's the reason for that? The answer is, there is no reason. There's no reason for that. You know why? Because ma'isa mochiach. So what, he has the wrong pan? The Gemara continues. The machshava de lo minkara puzzle. If you have a machshava de lo minkara puzzle, Pasul Rachmana. If you have a wrong thought, it's possible because it's a wrong thought. You're not allowed to have wrong thoughts in the Torah, by Karbanos. You're not allowed to have that. You have the wrong pan, the wrong animal, the wrong carbon, the wrong baal. However, Machshava de Minkara, if it's a Machshava de Minkara, your actions go against your thought. Lo Pasul Rachmana. The Torah didn't say it's a problem. The Torah didn't mind that. Right? Why? Because your thoughts become nothing. Your thoughts become nothing. Because it's look at Rashi. Rashi says it. Ava machshava de minkara. 1, 2, the fourth line on the very wide lines. L'kol shu mechazev l'havim machshava. You thought to yourself, "Ooh, I'm going to bring this pan," but you bought a different pan. So what happens to your thought? Well, watching you bring this pan A, you were thinking of pan B. Good for you. Who cares? Says Rava, explaining Reb Shimon. Nobody cares. The Torah even doesn't care. Why doesn't the Torah care? Because mechazev lo b'ha machshava. The wrong thought in your head is not a machshava. Your actions demonstrated you have crazy thoughts. You're a crazy person. You have wrong thoughts, but you don't do those thoughts. If you acted on those thoughts, you're right. You didn't act on those thoughts. Hach machshava dekachim hotzaz dibur bepehu. Says Rashi, something staggering. Thoughts, when it comes to karbanos, have to be uttered. You have to speak it. Never had that before. In the whole piggle, Rashi says it. Machshava dekachim hotzas dibur bepehu. You have to speak it. Kidaminan bebaba metzia. I'll call.
How do you get piggle?
Huh? You have to say it.
You have to say it.
You have to say it. That was what? Rashi told. Rashi, you got to say it.
That's how we passed before.
Right, we have a talk about that? I don't know.
The outscroll is using the word verbalized, which means that you put your thought into words, but you may not have to say it out loud.
Right, so with all due respect to art scroll, Rashi said that.
Right, no, but I'm just saying that saying it is not the same as verbalizing it.
This is the same thing. It's the same thing.
No,
saying it means verbalizing it.
What?
I'm not getting into semantics of English language. Saying and verbalizing is the same thing.
Right.
Rashi says you have to say it. Thinking it in your head is nothing. Rashi has a proof to that.
So
he says, I'll call Dvar Pesha. I'll call Dvar Pesha. In Parshas Mishpatim, right, in the Zikin. Chayiv ala machshava kimaisa. You chayiv ala machshava. Just like you chayiv ala maisa. You chayiv ala machshava. I wanted to hurt that guy. You chayiv for that?
And
what? The ilov motziyo mipeh. If you don't verbalize it, machshava lamai chayiv. Why you chayiv? Because you thought I want to hurt the guy? Not chayiv for that. Not chayiv for thoughts. That's because because having the thought is avodah zarah too. Yeah, that's the reason for that. I wish I could worship the avodah zarah. That itself is avodah zarah.
Right.
Otherwise, I wish I could hurt that guy. But you never do it. You don't even verbalize it. You just think it. How can you be chayiv for that? It'd be that's a very harsh religion. Just because you have to verbalize it. Now you verbalize. Now you said it. Oh, now you chayiv for that.
Is he changing the whole concept of a pickle right now?
Yes. So Rashi's doing. Exactly. But that's a side point. It's a side point. The main point is, says Rabba, explains to Shimon, there's a big difference between a maisa that goes against your machshava, in which case we ignore the machshava, and a maisa where we don't know what your machshava is. Then Rav Shimon says, I agree, it's possible. So, when you have a maisa that goes against the machshava,
okay,
the machshava gets ignored.
So if you do,
that's called Shinui Kodesh. I had the wrong pan in my head. But I did this pan. So we don't care about your thoughts.
You did the right pan.
Or if it doesn't make a difference. The point is you did one action, and everyone goes, oh, look what he's doing, this Kohen. The tour guide says, look what this Kohen's doing today. And everyone can see what he's doing. I had a wrong thought. We don't care about that thought.
Yeah,
therefore, says Rav Shimon, Rav is explaining, Shinui Kodesh is good. However, if the wrong guy, if Reuben instead of Shimon, what's the tour guide going to say? Look what he's doing. We have no idea what he's doing. Then Rav Shimon would agree it's possible. That's how Rabba explains, that's how Rabba gets out of a biased kasha. Right? That's why it's different.
Right, but if the guy wants to bring a machlas and you're bringing machlas, why am I getting credit for it? He's bringing the wrong one.
I understand.
You say the same thing. Question: every single time they bring karbonis, you want to bring the one thing and all of a sudden that was the pickle problem. And he all of a sudden he changes his mind.
No, but
why are you getting punished for it?
No, why am I getting credit? I'm getting credit.
Nothing, you're getting credit.
You're not getting credit.
Yeah,
Shimon
says you get credit.
No,
it's kosher,
but you don't get credit. According to Shimon, you get credit.
No, up on top, he said you get credit too.
Right.
Yeah.
You get credit. What?
It never makes a difference.
No, if you have the wrong guy, it makes a difference. If you have the wrong guy, right. That's exactly his point. Now, he doesn't want that one, so he'll bring another one. But you get credit for this one. It makes sense. Now, those are Simon, Ola, Malak, Mitza, Chatas, Ov, Kachim, Kachim, Kachikalam. Now, the Gemara is going to ask every question that you had before, what do you mean? Chatas is also Maisa, is Minkara. Also, but it's the idea of called Machshava Minkara. The Machshava Machshava Minkara means Machshava is obvious. The actions trump the Machshava because they're Minkara, because they see what we were doing. That concept, we're going to have 20 questions on that idea. And then until we get to the next Rava and Ravashi. Okay? So we'll stop here.
Yep. And we'll pick up.
We stop by here, by Elamayata. Elamayata, Ola to Oaf.
Right.
Okay? We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.